Aloha.
Aloha, everyone.
Welcome to Hawaiian Nights. I'm Diane O'Debra.
And I am Tanya O'Debra.
We are joined by a very special guest.
Saxophone? I don't know what we're being joined by.
On the saxophone is Olivia Scott.
Very smooth sounds. Mm-hmm. This is a Hawaiian Nights in the mid-80s in a hotel room.
A dirty hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get bed bugs and herpes. A cocaine penis.
At the same time.
An 80s Hawaii cocaine penis. Oh, God. You know what? We're not going to get herpes because it's can't even work. So we're safe. We're just going to get bed bugs.
We're not really there.
We're not. Yes, we are. We are in Hawaii.
I'm sorry. Shit.
We are definitely in Hawaii.
Do not ruin this illusion.
Well,
that
where do you think we got these?
The 80s.
Where do you think we got these pina coladas from?
These are
Hawaii.
Delicious pina coladas. Mm-hmm.
They're from Hawaii.
Penis coladas. So, Olivia Scott, so glad you could join us today.
I'm so happy to be here. I like you, ladies.
We like you too.
We're a little bit wild.
Did you bring us a present?
Yes.
As is the traditional Hawaiian custom?
I did.
What did you bring us?
I brought you a unicorn plastic bubble maker.
Yes. Oh, thanks.
You blow into it and you make bubbles. That's for
you. I believe bubbles originated in Hawaii.
And it's green because we're Irish. Mm-hmm. How thoughtful. Is it wearing a leprechaun hat? No, that's a horn. No,
I think it's a leprechaun hat.
I think it is.
Yeah, no, it's because its horn is right
is this
above
a whistle?
It's
what is this?
Actually, I don't know. Yeah, take it out and blow in it.
No, Diane, I mean like in this part here.
It is a whistle.
See that? God, you are
takes a genius.
A genius.
Wait, so if you take it out and you blow the bubbles, you can also make the whistling sound while the bubbles come out. I bet
this is the best.
Let's try it.
I think you should totally try it. I didn't know how wonderful the thing was that I got you.
This is the only bubbles that would work out on the radio. This is perfect. Oh, they don't actually blow the bubbles.
I think maybe twins have
to do it at the same time.
Aw, for cute, you
it's
guys.
For twins. One blows the whistle,
there
one blows
go.
The bubbles.
It's a present for both of you.
This is so thoughtful. I blew the bubbles.
And then you blew the rape whistle.
Don't rape us with these bubbles. Ooh, woo. Here we go.
We almost dropped
saved
that.
It. Saved the day.
Thank God. Thank you for that present.
I love this
You're
present.
Welcome.
Very nice.
You're welcome. And and the other thing about it is that you can wear it on a string around your neck.
Perfect. Emergencies.
For emergencies. I mean, it really is a rape whistle slash bubble blower.
Well, it's for when it's like the party's going great until it isn't. So it's like for both sides of the party.
Yeah, or you know, inversely, it's like you are calling people to attention, and then they come and rescue you.
Oh, I thought
and
you
then
meant
you
like
could blow the bubbles out of celebration for the fact that you didn't get hurt.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you could be like, rapist, here I am. Here's this whistle.
Oh, no.
No, it could be like, get away from me, rapist.
Get away from me. That's what a rape whistle is
like,
for.
The streets aren't safe.
People. Yeah.
Don't think you can rape me because I have this whistle.
Jessica Delfino has a song about it.
She does. She does. So, should we go ahead and take our quiz?
I think we should go ahead and take our quiz. Do you want to take
Let's
our quiz
take
with
a
us?
Quiz.
Okay.
Whenever I think of the word quiz, I think of Quiznos. You know, I've never been in a Quiznos.
Me neither, actually.
I've never been in a Quiznos.
I've never been in
I'm
one.
I'm loyal to Subway. They were first.
Were they?
So, yes. Subway was first.
Sandy,
Quiznos,
so
how dare you?
I
just
like
by toasting
Quiznos.
The bread, you think that you got another industry? Give me a break. Call yourself Subway 2.
Yeah.
You're liars.
Subway would be fine with that. Businesses are known, like corporations are known to be really generous with their name, you know.
So this
Subway, but different.
But different. Also, sandwiches. I mean, it's still sandwiches. We're not selling trains here. But these.
And they're subs.
Well, Subway did start toasting.
Is they did after Quiznos.
Is this podcast just a huge commercial for Subway? We're not getting any. Subway, do you want to give us some money?
Do you think the Subway in Hawaii serves spam heroes?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Well, we know the McDonald's serves spam.
They serve some sort of spam, you know, item.
I wonder if it's on Jared's list.
Don't you think it must be so weird to be Jared?
He loves it.
What a life.
He loves it. He loves showing his pant sizes off.
What do you suppose he's doing when, like, no one's around? He's just, like, sitting.
He's just measuring his pants.
He's just sitting in a room by himself in a chair just facing a wall. Just waiting for until someone calls him or he gets an email.
These are the pants I want to wear.
Do you think he gets laid because he's Jared?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I mean, I would not, but yes.
I wouldn't either, but there's celebrity fuckers out there.
I would just to say that I fucked Jared, the Subway guy. And people will be like, you
do it for material. Aren't you glad I got to tell you I fucked Jared?
How crazy would it be if it was like amazing sex? Like he had like a huge dick and he was like such a king.
Just the best lover you've ever had. And you're like, yeah, Jared, he's the best I've ever had.
He ate my pussy. Like he ate like those it Subway was a sandwiches.
Fucking 12 inch. I mean,
with skill and dedication
tenderness
and discipline.
And low discipline. On fat.
Wow.
My pussy is low on fat.
Just a $5 foot long.
Okay.
Oh, well. We should have Jared on the show.
We should.
And we'll make sure to find out how big his penis is.
Wonder if he'd show us.
That has to be like part of it. Like you can come on our show only if you show us your penis. No, that sounds awful. And then if anybody was like, you can only come on my show if you show me your vagina, I would... not like it. So.
No, but
you're not Jared.
Jared.
And we know Jared likes it.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
I bet he would like it.
Yeah, we'll just ask him about like his inseam. Like how has your weight loss affected your, like you still need all the length of your crotch because your penis is so big, but waist smaller. You guys following
me on this?
I wonder
if he poops.
I mean, ooh, come on. Yeah. How else would he lose that weight? He'd just be so filled with poop.
You're right. He poops a lot.
He poops.
Do you think that he gets pissed when people don't know who he is? That like he like he'll go like into like
don't
like
you know who I am? I'm Jared.
Who doesn't know who he? I mean, actually, would you recognize
like
me?
So he does. Not. We? He like must carry around those big giant pants so that he could be like, it's me, Jared. I expect my special
He's
treatment.
Like, do you have ID, sir? Hold on. I'll get my pants.
Let me get my pants. I really want to do an on the street where we just bring around a photo of Jared just to see how many people know who it is. I have to know how famous Jared is.
People will not recognize him unless he has those pants.
He looks like kind of like every friend's like older brother.
Yeah.
Right. But the guy who tried to get into the fraternity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did not make the cut. Mm-hmm.
Or the guy at work who likes you.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, he's the guy at work who likes you.
Yeah. He's the guy at work
lingers.
Who likes you.
He lingers.
He's your close-talking manager.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
So we're going to take this quiz,
yes,
you guys.
This is a good one.
Now, this quiz is a personality quiz that I found online, and it's called The Bored Quiz, which Ooh. Pretty much means a teen wrote it because they were bored.
Yeah. They mean, like, are you bored?
And it says, are you bored?
Do they mean like in general? Like
then
for
take
your
this quiz thingy.
To find out if you're bored. You would never know otherwise. Like we're going to really find out.
If you're taking a quiz, you're probably bored or you're us.
We love quizzes.
This is great.
So
this reminds me of a Saturday Night Live sketch that they had in the 70s. That was like, how to tell if you have a headache. Like there was like I can't remember like what the product was, but I remember seeing it like some rerun of it like maybe a year or so ago.
I remember that.
It was like Lorraine Newman or something.
Yeah.
It was like I'm not sure if I have a headache. I wish there was something that could tell me or something like that.
Sure enough.
This is the same thing, only for boredom.
Only a teenager wrote it.
Are you horny? Take this quiz.
Oh, I wish there was that quiz.
I wish too.
I bet there is that quiz.
This kind of is one.
I bet it will be. These always turn
so a little. We're going to read the question, and then we're all going to answer, and we all have to answer together.
As
so
one.
We have to agree as one. We are one human figuring out if we're bored.
Just fingering it out.
So the first question is, around your friends, you are...
A,
bored.
B, crazy.
Or C, depressed.
What? This poor person. These are the three options with your friends, how you are. Like, and
well,
if
maybe
that's
all.
Like your best state. Like, I'm usually like, I'm with my friends.
So you're...
How about happy is an option?
Yeah, happy.
Crazy can be happy.
Well, why don't we say crazy
we'll
then?
We'll say crazy.
I'm going to go with crazy, yeah. too.
But if I'm bored or... depressed, then they're not my
friend.
You're
not my friend if I'm bored or depressed.
Yeah, or you're just a sucky friend if you make me bored and depressed.
Depressed around your friend, you know, and your friend is there to console you about something.
Right.
But this is not that kind of question.
No.
No, and bored is just, that's not a real option. Bored?
Yeah, let's it's the least interesting. It's the most boring option to say you're bored.
So we're going with crazy, right?
Just is bored every answer? No, it's not. That's the only one. Crazy, yes.
So the second question, it's Christmas and the only gift you got was a rock.
Aww.
You, A, throw it at the person who gave it to you.
B, say thank you anyways.
Or C, start crying.
So
throw it.
I mean, well, Diane one time got a really interesting Christmas gift. Did you throw it when you got it?
I did throw it because my dad wrapped up a present and put it in my stocking. And normally we just got scratch tickets in our stocking. So I was like suspect at first. And I opened it and it was a dead mouse.
Her dad is a fun guy.
I did throw it.
Did you throw it at him or just?
No, just away from me.
Yeah, because you were all freaked out.
And then he told me that I was, he after pulling himself together from laughing so hard, he did tell me that I was the only kid he thought could handle it. So that's why I got it.
What a weird backhanded compliment.
I know.
That from your dad, though, really is a compliment.
Yeah, he was like, kind of saying, like, you're cool.
Right. You have the best sense of humor. So I'm going to do this to you.
Yeah, of all the kids.
And it's paid off. You've told this story a few times.
If I would have gotten a rock and thrown it at my dad, I would have probably gotten grounded.
So you would not have thrown the rock?
I don't think I would have thrown the rock. I also don't think I would have said thank you.
I probably would have said thank you.
I might have started crying, but I probably would have went to the bathroom to do it, like when my grandpa told me I was fat. I'm a private crier, usually.
Yeah, me too. I'm not into
public
crying.
Yeah, me too. I did that around my family this weekend.
Some
went
private
crying?
Went
into the bathroom and cried. Such a pleasure. The sweet release. You don't know you're hanging out with your family.
Unless
you're
crying.
Right. At some point. Or, you know, you can know that you're with your family. But you don't know that they love you until you're in the bathroom crying.
Right. That's really how
they know how to push your buttons.
They sure do. Would you throw a rock like if your mom got your mom? Sounds
what
like
if
she's
it
cool,
was a diamond rock?
Yeah. What if it was like a rock?
Yeah. Like you got a rock for Christmas.
Let's say thank you.
You think thank you? Say thank
say
you.
Thank
because
you anyways.
Even if it sucked, then like you could still be like a like really like zen about it.
Right.
Like, thank you.
I think because it's a gift, I honestly don't think I would have been able to not just say thanks and like suck it up.
I actually really like rocks and people have given me rocks many times. Right. Like,
well, that's
because
you went through
you.
Your witch phase.
That's true.
Your crystals
did you
and
go
stuff.
Through a witch
oh,
phase?
Big time. Absolutely.
Yeah. Ooh. When I first met her and the girls who lived in the like dorm, I guess, could call it above us, we're all having like a little like witch seance.
Oh yeah.
Really?
And I wasn't invited.
You weren't no, that's not true.
I was not invited. I was jealous.
Oh my God, we probably just thought you weren't into it. We were like, anybody who wants to be in our coven can be.
Well, I just remember my roommate, Jenny, coming home, and I was like, what were you doing? She's like, oh, up in Tanya in their room having a witch seance.
She probably
was like,
just didn't tell you and was being a bitch. Remember, she's a bitch?
I do remember she's a bitch. let me see.
Okay. Like, if you want this thing, you can. Here's how to manipulate people into getting it, if you so choose. And it's like, and like that's the whole thing about being satanic, is, you know, it's all like it's all about what you want. Go
this
for it.
This is a satanic book that you're reading.
Yeah,
not like
Anton LaVera.
Oh, right. We are getting this book, Diane. We
okay.
are getting it.
And tomorrow we are all going to become Satanists.
Because I tell
it's
you
official.
What, none of my witchcraft spells ever worked. So maybe I have to be a Satanist.
Maybe.
I would never have done a mean spell, though.
No.
We only did nice things.
Well, because like, well, it always comes back three times.
Even in the book they talk about that. They're like, if you're going to do this, this is what's going to happen to you. So maybe you want to think about maybe not doing that. It's interesting.
Really?
It's interesting. The book's
wow.
interesting.
So
he's super smart about human psychology.
Right.
So oh our answer, God. I guess, is say thank you anyways.
Yeah. Say thank you. I love how
because
we got
we're not
to gratitude
till tomorrow.
To Satanism.
Yeah. And then like somehow we got on Jared when we were talking about spam.
And wow, maybe Jared inspired the Satanist problem.
Maybe he read the book and that's how he got famous.
That's how he lost mm-hmm. all his weight. It wasn't mm-hmm. really Subway, it was Satanism.
Jared, the Satanist, Subway spokesman.
He's going to love this podcast.
Like every time he talks to someone. He's like, oh my gosh, you're Jared. He's like, yes, I am Jared. By the way, I'm a Satanist. Have you ever looked into it? Ever thought about it?
Man, just peddling his Satanism on the street.
But I, Olivia Scott, am not a Satanist.
I mean, we are apparently ready to jump off the Satanism cliff. That would that you just told us.
We just
want to
be
know.
Part of your life.
We want to learn tricks.
Yeah, we want to learn tricks.
All right, so the next question is, in your free time, you A, do nothing and just think.
You B, hang out with friends.
Or C, go on the computer.
Well, see, who says go on the computer anymore?
I'm going to go on the computer.
This is a trick that's question like because what if I hang out with all my like friends on the computer?
I guess it's still go on the computer.
It would still be go on the it's computer. It's go on the because you're not really hanging out with your friends.
They're really my friends.
They're not a bunch of robots.
No, they really like me.
I love do nothing and just think.
Facebook that's real. Can make you feel quite popular.
It can.
With people that you don't know and who don't understand you at all.
Which brings up... I don't know if you know this, Olivia, but I got Instagram followed the other day by Uncle Joey from Full House. And it made my day. And then I looked up Facebook, and apparently we're already friends.
What?
I didn't know we were so tight.
Wow, he loves
that
you.
He loves
tits.
Me, and he's my real friend.
And he's your real uncle.
OMG, have you messaged him?
No, what do I say?
Oh, my God.
Want to hang out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you
where
should
does
just
he live?
Say, I think you should just say, want to hang out?
He lives.
You see what he says.
He lives in L.A.
My sister told me I couldn't do anything nasty with him though because he cheated on Alanis.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to do anything nasty with him anyway because you're a good girl.
Oh, now. I know.
And a Catholic. Come
and
on,
a Catholic.
Now.
I know.
He's not yet a Satanist. Wait till tomorrow.
But it's kind of like Jared. I might just do it to do it.
Mm-hmm. So, like, would you Skype and Skype sex him? That sounds so disgusting.
I've never
I do
Skype
not sexed. Do it.
Have you guys?
I can't imagine that it would be very erotic.
Yeah, right.
People love
sounds
it, though.
Yeah, some people, I mean, everybody has weird fetishes. No,
right.
Not everybody has weird fetishes. There's a whole population of people that have weird fetishes. So I think
right.
maybe that
but
might be one of them.
Whenever a guy has been like, oh, show, like, send me a picture of.
Not a chance.
Like,
that is never
no
going to happen.
Way. And yeah. what an unflattering thing.
Like, text you a picture? No.
Yeah.
Not doing that.
Like, just have my, like, little meat market down here. Just, just get up close and
store.
Send it? Like, no.
I mean, I've definitely gotten involved in sexting action. But
sexting's different.
But
well, I thought that that's what you were talking about.
No, like actual, no, like Skype.
Like video. Cam to cam.
Oh, now I'm masturbating.
That's so weird. Yeah, right. Yuck. No.
It seems like a gross future, like living in the future, but like a dystopia where sex is like this weird camera to camera problem.
Ugh, kids are up to no good.
I mean, it just, it's forced.
Right.
There's something about it that isn't organic, but like, and saying, oh, I'm touching my, I'm doing this to myself. It just doesn't, you
right.
know, it just feel like it's like you're listening to a book on tape about sex or something. Like it just doesn't.
Do you mean like on camera or sexting? Like you think sexting.
On camera. And on then camera. I was going to say, but for some reason, sexting does actually feel more organic.
Right.
And like,
because you're like, what's he, what are they going right. to say next?
I think ladies actually have more of a connection with the written word. Like, mm-hmm. because we can use our imagination more.
Well, and also
that's
you
a good
can
point.
you can include pictures with like a little sort of quick thing that you're saying, which is, I think it's sort of very erotic because you are it's just sort of like, it's just very flirtatious and sort of like foreplay, whereas this sort of elaborate, like, I'm doing this to myself, and then you're doing that, and this. I just feel like that's so weird.
Well, you wouldn't have to type it if you're doing it on Skype.
I guess.
I just don't trust the internet enough for like a Skype sex situation to not just be somehow magically recorded by the NSA and then ruin my life at some point.
When you put out that sex tape.
Mm-hmm. When my I want to wait till my sex tape that I'm releasing on purpose drops.
Exactly. So are we hanging out with friends or?
We're
kind of sounds like we go on the computer.
Cam sex is what we're doing.
So we go on the computer in our free time and have
that
sex.
That is true. If we're all being honest, it's that we go on the computer.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time on the computer.
All of us spend plenty of time on the computer, whether we like it or not.
I do that when I'm at work.
Right.
When it's my free time, I'm like, oh. My eyeballs are really happy to not be looking at a glowing screen.
Right.
But
I'm just on that. I'm on that shit all day.
Right. Right. I'm looking. I want to know. I want to know. I want to rant my feminist rants.
So the next your opinions.
I got some opinions.
I want to post something where I talk about gender inequality and then get yelled at by a bunch of men who are my quote unquote friends.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I like, apparently.
Jerks.
All right. Pigs go.
The next question is, pigs go A, oink.
B, what is the point of this?
Or C, quack.
I mean, I guess what is the point of this? I don't know. Oink.
What do you
oink?
Think, Livia?
Quack?
I would say quack.
All right, let's go quack.
Let's go with quack. You're right.
Quack is whack.
Quack is whack. Oh my God.
The fifth question here is, right now you blank A are trying to find out the results to this quiz already.
B, wish I never took this quiz.
Or C, hoping there is more questions.
Oh, C for sure.
C. Si, senor.
Yeah. Si, senor. Si.
Six. Are you going to...
You agree with that? That's fine with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We are as one.
I couldn't wait to move on to the next question. The next question is, are you going to comment on this quiz?
A, why would I? Why, as in the letter, would I, too? That's spelled out.
B, probably.
C, nope. No, I'm definitely not going to.
We got better things to do, like go on the computer
with our friends.
That is what we're doing right now, by the way. We are literally going on the computer
and
together.
Making something for people on the computer.
That's true.
Enjoy.
For our friends that we have sex with on the computer.
Ew, I hate us. How did we turn into this?
We are in the Matrix.
Yeah, we're weird computer sex pigs.
Quack,
you guys.
Can we please make a sketch about that? Weird computer sex pics?
Yes.
Or just make a GIF.
Okay. I don't know how to.
It would be two pigs Skype sexting.
Oh, I was imagining a pig that had a computer for a head and it was humping stuff.
I like that too. I was thinking of conjoined pigs.
Ooh.
Maybe conjoined pigs with computer heads Skyping each other.
Just right next to each other.
Then we could be unanimous in our gift.
Because we're as one, you guys.
We are as one, like conjoined sex pigs.
With computer heads.
The next question is, what do you think of this quiz? A, it's boring.
B, just something to occupy my time.
Or C, it's stupid.
I think it's stupid. This is too many questions about the quiz.
Yes, it started out so strong too.
Right. It did. It had
what
me.
What to do with your rock?
If you get a rock for Christmas, now it lost me.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think that it's sort of like a very intelligent meta thing because it's about being bored and it's a boring quiz.
That's true. A genius made this quiz.
Yes.
A genius
who now wants to know, how old are you?
Oh.
0 to 28.
I can't believe this next category and we fall into it. 29 to 45.
Or C, 46 or older.
It's really sad that any of those that we're taking it. Like, what's the like right age for this?
What woman who's 46 years old is taking?
We would in 1 second. We'll see you in a few years and we'll be taking this quiz.
Maybe someone, maybe a parent who's trying to get to know their teen.
Ooh. The parent who's trying to figure out if their teen is bored.
Yes. Is my teen bored?
No one has ever been able to answer that question about a teen before.
Marvelous. That's good stuff.
So we're 0 to 28.
Clearly, we're 0 to 28. Right, guys? Right, guys? Next
yep.
question.
Unanimous.
Sure are. That's how old we really are.
The next question is, what kind of music do you like? A, I don't know.
And I just want to say, I don't know is D-U-N-N-O.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
B, upbeat songs that make me want to dance. Or C, slow songs.
Can you just say for me one more time, but like with totally deadpan expression, upbeat songs that make me want to dance. Can you please do that?
What kind of music do you like? Upbeat songs that make me want to dance. I can't do it with a straight face.
Upbeat songs that make me want to dance.
Or well, I do. I like slow songs.
It's funnier when she did it. I don't know why.
When I'm so tender, sometimes I like slow songs.
Yeah, I think all three of these apply to me.
So, A, you don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm getting dumber with every question.
It's true.
I think overall, upbeat songs that make us want to dance.
Yeah. Let's I agree.
I think it's really important to be honest.
And for us to all think the same thing. That's really, really important.
Oh, God.
God knows if we were all a different level of bored. Just, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Well, we're going to figure that out next, because the next question, or the last question is, how bored are you?
A, friggin' bored.
B, or I'm not.
C, this makes me want to die.
This makes me want to die? Oh, let's answer that.
I
kind of
want to pick that.
I'm going to go with this makes me want to die.
Just get with the program,
I'm
Tanya.
With it.
Well, I'm...
Don't click that bottom one.
I know. I've just been having so much sex with my friends on the computer that I want to die now.
That's how much sex.
I want to die happy.
That's how much sex on the computer you're having is that you're bored now from it. Like,
oh,
you've reached
God.
Your limit and it's boring.
I really want to tweet that. I'm having so much sex on the computer with my friends, I want to die. Come to the Livia Scott sketch program. I think that's massively funny.
Oh,
computer sex pigs. How bored are we, Diane?
I submitted our answer, and our results are
a weird
this
head.
Weird head and smiley face.
You are this bored? What? I don't understand. Have we just taken a quiz to not get results?
I think it says we're happy.
Really? Oh, that's a smiley mm-hmm. face. Oh, it's one of those internet smiles.
That's all.
The kind of smile you get from having sex online.
Which is a colon next to a capital D. That's how bored we are.
It doesn't say anything else?
I feel really disappointed.
Well, there's some comments from some other teens or their parents trying to get to know them.
What are some of the comments?
The first one is from Mango Pants. It says, "Be my friend, by the way. Did anyone else see that weird phone x-ray scanner ad?"
This child is bored.
This child is really bored if they care about an x-ray scanner ad.
And then somebody else said, "So true." And then someone else said, "Hey there, I commented."
That person said that twice.
Patches said it twice.
Patches, get a life.
But Sneezing Banana said, "D-cool."
So wait, what's above this? Is there something that we're missing that you scrolled past?
No, just...
What's this business?
That we might also like such quizzes as, what's your astrological demon?
Are you beautiful or ugly? What?
Send us your picture. We'll tell you.
Do you look like
followed this? By a phone number that you can call to talk to a man who will tell you that you're beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Well, fortunately, we are not bored.
We're not bored.
We're not bored in each other's company, that's
Thank
for sure.
Thank goodness.
That was super fun.
It was really satisfying to learn that.
Yeah.
If we went through all that and we were bored. It's 11:11, you guys.
Oh, make a wish.
Oh, yeah. I always do that.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Every time. I also wish on my birthday time.
What's your birthday time?
8/23.
That's so when you were born?
My birthday is August 23rd. So I wish at 8/23.
I should wish on 6/21.
Yes.
21st.
And I should 7/02.
Yeah. It's great. You just get another couple of wishes.
I never even considered it.
I don't know what made me start doing it. I didn't hear it anyway.
Do you like wishes? I like wishing wells.
Yep.
I like the stars that I wish on.
Yep.
I wish on stars too.
Eyelashes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What can I wish on?
Why not?
Why not? Exactly. How else are my dreams going
to
come true?
The universe needs to know about my dreams.
I have a lot of dreams. Diane and I sometimes will get together and sit for hours just talking about our dreams.
I think that's beautiful.
What twins do. Tell us a secret, Olivia.
Ooh, do you have a secret to tell us?
Oh, gosh. Gosh, I forgot you're going to ask me this, so I forgot. What's a secret I feel comfortable telling?
Tell us your deepest, darkest.
When I was growing up, I had a crush on Tony Danza. That's pretty embarrassing.
That's not a secret.
That's not.
I had a crush on Tony Danza.
Really?
For
yeah,
sure.
Everybody did.
Oh, so this is a love-in as opposed to a secret thing. Well, whenever I've told that to people, they're like, what? Gross.
Did they not watch Who's the Boss?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty cool.
Me too.
And he was from New York. And
yeah. And he vacuumed jacked. And was okay with it.
Yeah.
It was a What's feminist from the lie. Word go.
I was in.
Yeah, I was in. Wow, we all liked Tony Danza.
Well, and when I moved to New York, finally, I saw him in The Iceman Cometh on Broadway.
What?
I did too, and he was great.
He played a guy named Tony.
He played
a bartender named Tony.
What? That's his thing. He's like, I can't do it unless the character's name is Tony.
He was really good.
He was really good. In fact, I thought he was better than Kevin Spacey because he was just being... I believed him, and I thought that Kevin Spacey was like being
over the top,
and like really self indulgent with his choices.
Maybe
like
his character should have been named Kevin, and then he would have done a better
or
job.
Spacey.
It more real.
Or Spacey.
Do you know Kevin Spacey's name is not his real name?
Like the whole thing, top to bottom, is not Kevin Spacey.
His real name is Kevin Fowler.
Okay,
and he did not think that as Kevin Fowler he was going to make it into the big. Bright lights of Broadway and, you know, movies. And he's probably right.
Unlike us, whose last names are 100% real.
Absolutely accurate.
Oh, apostrophe, the first name Deborah, born with that last name.
I met Kevin Spacey a few times and he was really nice, though. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
So you forgive him for that performance?
Huh?
You forgive him for the performance in The Iceman Cometh because
I mean, I agree. I didn't think he was that great. I think a lot of the times he's so over the top actor guy that I don't really care for him. But
Well, he makes choices. He's getting better now, like in Margin Call this year and also in House of Cards this year. He's pulled it way back, and he's just being more real.
Normal person.
And I think for a while he was sort of riding the fame train to a certain extent and enjoying his success, understandably.
Yes, he should, yeah.
And then you see this with people that all of a sudden they're sort of doing this shtick, like Robin Williams,
a parody
and then
of themselves.
They come back. And then, yeah.
Right.
And I feel like that's kind of what he was doing, because he was he had sort of cultivated like a thing. And if you don't cultivate a thing, then you don't get famous. And so then you could get famous and you're at this place of like cultivating a thing but being real, which was like The Usual Suspects and a couple performances and Seven. That was at the peak of that.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm being a thing, and I know what my brand is now after all these years, but I'm still being totally real. And then he sort of jumped the shark on himself and started doing the shtick and the thing.
A Kevin Spacey feedback loop.
Yeah, in a little bit in L.A. Confidential, and some other things are kind of, you know, escaping me at the moment. But anyway, and also in The Iceman Cometh, he's doing that. But now he's back to just being like, for real.
I would like to see him play Jared.
I would like to see him
in the life
Jared.
Story of Jared. He might.
Like a couple of computers.
He does like the men.
And just
he's
say
not
he
telling
did, yeah,
that
but
yet, is he?
Huh?
Isn't that a secret?
He's not out?
No.
He's not out.
Everybody
I think he's
knows.
Bisexual. I think he's bisexual. I met him too. And he was like, hi, how are you? I was like,
ooh.
Whoa, I'm wet now. How are you?
Well.
You got a total like smooch down with Kevin.
A word smooch down.
We're also friends on Facebook.
What?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Just like Diane and Uncle Joey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to be friends with Kevin Spacey.
You can totally be friends. I think that he is not, I think he has an assistant that like runs stuff, because they even like say, like, this is his page.
Do you send him messages?
He does post on his own, but he has an assistant and they're very upfront about it. But like, in terms of messages that he gets, like, somebody else is, like, filtering all that stuff.
Gotcha.
But, note of trivia, you know how he got his last name, his fake last name?
How?
His favorite actor of all time is Spencer Tracy. And so he put the SP and the AC at the end.
Oh, wow. That's crafty.
I was obsessed with him for a while.
Wow, I guess so. You really know
so hot
everything about
man.
Him. Yeah.
You could change your name
apparently.
To Tanza.
Tanza. Tanza. Olivia Tanza.
Really
combine Tony and
Tanza.
You do, apparently.
Your name is Lydia Tanza.
Lydia? She's changed it.
Why not?
I think, yeah, this is a good career move for you. Olivia, just
catchy.
Now change your show name to the Olivia Tanza.
The Olivia Tanza.
The Olivia Tanza
program.
Sketch program. At UCB.
Yeah.
When I was little, they called me Olivia Bolivia or Bolivia Fig Newton. Like,
oh,
you know,
God.
Kids are so stupid.
Yeah. They called me Tanya Lasagna and had a song with it.
Tanya Lasagna
with the meatball eyes, put her in the oven and make her French fries. What does that mean? I don't know.
That is awesome.
Why do you have
know?
To go in the oven?
I don't know. I wasn't fat. Like, I don't get where this whole thing came from. Why am I Tanya Lasagna with the meatball eyes?
And meatball
My
and fries
blue,
don't
P.S.
even go together.
Yeah.
Because, well, lasagna, so it has to be something that rhymes with Tanya Lasagna.
Tanya Lasagna with the meatball eyes. Put her in the oven and make her French fries.
I think that sounds like a compliment. They're saying
maybe
there's lasagna's delicious.
It's true.
So our
meatballs are delicious.
French fries. So maybe it was just a persecution complex you had going on, and they were all like, "We love you."
I always
You're
just
so
thought,
great.
Is this a song that I don't know? Like, does this exist in the world? Like, how are like 6-year-olds coming up with these lyrics? Like, it just seems too hard for a kid to have made up.
How did the song go? Like, sing it.
I don't remember the melody. I only, like, Tanya Lasagna with the meatball eyes, put her in the oven and make her French fries. What is that?
That sounds great.
I wish I had a kid singing songs about me.
It lasted forever, too. Like, it caught on. People were like, oh, yeah, I like that song.
It went viral.
I
it
was
went
just
viral.
Called on the
Leprechaun.
Playground.
Oh.
It was so cute with a little tender Irish accent, but that was terrifying to kids who'd never seen that.
Well, her mom also told her to tell the kids that she's a leprechaun and that she could grant them wishes.
If they were nice to me.
Really?
It never worked.
It did not work.
It just made it so much worse.
Of course it did. Your mom should have known better.
She should have.
Maybe she was playing a joke on you, actually.
I think so, because she doesn't remember it now.
Of course not.
Both of your parents, I could see like why they got along.
They're really funny.
Their sense of humor sort of seems to be.
They're super fun.
They're sick.
They're sick. They were like, you know, they're from Ireland, so they have that special sense of humor, which is just mean. It's just mean, but it's fun.
It's let's fuck with the kid and send her to school with these tales.
Let's fuck with our small children.
It's a book. It's for a bathroom our book own in Ireland. How to fuck with your small children. Put it next to your toilet roll.
That's the first way to fuck with them.
Yeah, that's what they call toilet tissue. Toilet roll.
Toilet
I just
roll.
Made that up. I don't know.
No, that's true. That's fair enough.
Seems real. Toilet roll. Toilet roll.
Thank God that was none of our nicknames.
I used to.
Yeah, what would that song have been like?
That would be really bad.
So neither of you had a song that went with your name.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, I had a nickname. Yes. In fifth grade, where it was called Dee Dee for Duh Diane.
Duh Diane.
Yeah,
because
my friend Jamie would just like make fun of me and say I was dumb, and so everyone started calling me Dee Dee for Duh Diane.
Aww.
I know.
Did it make you sad?
Huh?
Did it make you sad?
I didn't like it.
Right.
I didn't like that it stuck.
Right.
But it didn't matter because things were about to change for me popularity-wise after that.
Right.
So
Dee Dee was going to take on a whole new meaning.
How did you change your popularity?
Found a popular friend to like me.
There you go.
How did you do it? Did you buy them a white suede outfit?
I didn't. Just one day, a cool girl sat down next to me and decided she liked me.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's the power they have, isn't
magic.
It?
Magic.
And then we hung out every day.
How old
She's
are
also
you?
The one that gave me massages. So it all comes together.
Sat down next to you. Were you developing at this young age?
I was.
Okay. So that's what it was.
Very overly developed.
Mm. How old did you say?
When I got my lady
when you got
10?
Your when no when you got your popular friend.
Oh, like 10?
10.
Yeah,
I got a popular friend at 10. She was not
How'd
very nice.
How'd you get
to
a popular
me.
Friend?
I don't know. I think same as you. She just decided to start being nice to me. She like smoked and everything.
When she was 10.
At 10?
Yes. I know.
Bad girl.
She used a lot of hairspray. Like I couldn't believe it. I wasn't even allowed to wear hairspray and I'm pretty sure I still believed in Santa. I'd no business having a popular friend who smoked. I don't even understand how this happened.
Wow. I hope she didn't. How did she not catch her hair on fire?
I don't know. I do not know. Although she had big boobs, I'm remembering now.
Why Maybe weren't you allowed to wear hairspray?
Oh, it just wasn't. Like, my mom was like, you're not doing makeup.
Any of that stuff
any
yet?
Any of that stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed until much later also.
I was always allowed to wear hairspray and makeup, but I wasn't allowed to shave my legs, which is unfortunate because I'm a very hairy lady. And then the kids in like sixth grade made fun of me for it, so I did it anyways, and I cut my finger up really bad.
Just what your mom was afraid of.
And I told my parents that I accidentally stuck it in the electric pencil sharpener at school.
What? And they did not buy this for one
they
second.
They totally bought it.
What?
To this day. Like, I asked them about
that's
it.
For real. I mean, they probably didn't notice your legs, or did you have them covered up or something?
I was, yeah, I'd wear pants.
Yeah, so it wasn't like they saw the shaved legs and then the fucked up thing.
So you would go
but
so far.
But they thought I was that dumb.
A Duh Diane moment. Now, you wore pants at home, but were what at school? That your legs needed to be shaved and out.
Well, I was in soccer.
Oh, okay.
You know what? They should have seen it on the soccer field.
I guess they weren't examining you for hair during your soccer games. Yes. I mean, if you know Diane, she was definitely moving way too fast.
Yeah.
How good were you at soccer?
Horrible. I only made it in the game twice.
Oh, you don't just get to play?
No, you have to be. I was an alternate.
Oh. Aww. I was always picked last in gym.
Always on the sidelines.
Yeah. my asthma back then.
Yeah.
Like you could asthma. Tell too when they had to pick me, like, oh, great, old asthma lungs. I don't blame them. Can't do anything, can't catch, can't run, can't kick.
This is all coming back though. When I was in soccer in like fifth grade, the 17-year-old son of my coach and me were dating.
How old were you?
10.
No.
I mean, dating in the fact that, like, we, like, I think we, like, went to a movie. And then he would,
what?
Like, come by my house and, like, say hi. But, like, that was it. Like, I don't think I kissed him.
Are you sure he wasn't just babysitting you?
I'm pretty sure he was my boyfriend.
Were you like, that's my boyfriend?
We were going out.
Like, everybody knew, like, oh, that's Diane's boyfriend.
Yeah.
How many times did you guys go out?
We went out once, but he lived around the corner from me. So we were, like, hanging out in the same cul-de-sac a lot.
What?
When I would put on my reenactments of movies I liked on, like, those green boxes that are supposed to, like, give you cancer.
What?
Those, boxes? Like, electric boxes that are outside houses.
I don't have those. Don't
that you shouldn't be using as a stage because it's probably really bad for you.
What this thing is.
I don't know what this thing is either.
Where are you from originally again?
Portland, Oregon.
You guys are the same Z's.
Yeah. So we should. You didn't have the green boxes?
I don't know what you're talking about. I might, if you showed a picture of it, I'd be like, oh, that's what she's talking about. But I'm not able to picture it.
They're it's
like
not glowing, right? It.
No, they just were green metal.
Green metal, like a dark green metal. Are they near something? Like, what are they near?
They're like, is it. Like, on a block, like, one house would have it, and it had, like, all the electrical stuff for the whole block.
Oh, really?
And that was my theater.
Oh, the electric world is a stage.
Mm-hmm. And so he would come and watch me reenact stuff on the stage.
Was it just what? Him?
He didn't.
Audience, of, audience of one.
He was definitely by himself.
Wow. Of course you fell in love with him. He paid you attention.
Friends. And I love attention.
I know. It's the best gift that you can be given.
Yeah.
Attention. What? So he was 17.
17.
And you were 10.
Yeah.
He was a senior in high school. And you hadn't even, like, quote unquote, graduated from elementary school.
Yeah, you were in fifth grade.
And he was my boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about him.
Oh, my God.
Creep.
Wow.
Right?
What is he doing now? Is he in prison?
Who knows? I should Facebook him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I kind of want you to Facebook him right now so we can see what he looks
oh
like.
Oh, my God.
And I'm about to Facebook friend the creep who dated me when I was 10.
Well, I mean, don't friend him. I just want to look at him.
Yeah, just Google him. Let's see what happens.
I bet, like, he would come up in your network, right? Unless he's in jail.
He could be in jail.
Could be in jail for having 10-year-old girlfriends.
Well, or maybe he was like, you know, he just didn't have any friends. He didn't mean anything sexual by it. He like thought of you as like his little sister. You knew he was your boyfriend, but maybe there isn't anything untoward.
That's a good question.
Just
did
socially
he know?
Awkward.
Did he know you were his boyfriend?
I wasn't his boyfriend. He was my boyfriend.
I mean, did he know that?
He did know because I remember his sister Heather like asking me about it and like she was mad about it.
I bet she was. She's like, "What is this sick thing that's happening?" How old was Heather?
She was a year older than me. But the neighbor, creepy neighbor that lived across the street that I've told you guys about before, he was 17 and had a fifth grade girlfriend.
What? Maybe it was just your neighborhood.
Maybe all the creeps just lived on my block.
That green box really messed with 17-year-old boys.
Maybe.
It's evil. It sort of sounds like the makings of a Stephen King novel.
It does.
The green box.
What movie did you guys see together?
I want to say it was Curly Sue. It was Curly Sue.
But isn't that about a little girl too?
It is. It is.
Maybe he just wanted me to start a life of crime with him.
Maybe. He's like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go on the road together. I'm going to pretend to be your dad. And I'm going to leave you with
some
material.
And we're going to rob people.
We're going to rob people. Yeah, maybe he was looking for a Curly Sue. And he thought, we'll get you a perm. Did you have a perm then?
I totally, yeah, I had a perm
so
for sure.
He was looking for a Curly Sue.
He was obsessed with Curly Sue.
I was his Curly Sue.
Oh my God.
Can't believe I didn't even realize.
That girl got famous from Pepsi commercials, and then all of a sudden she was Curly Sue.
And that was it in the end.
The end.
She came to Z100 in Portland, Oregon, had a contest where you and your friends could win a private screening with her. And my friend Sean won, and like 50 people from my school went and met Curly Sue.
You weren't picked among these 50
No,
people.
I wasn't. I
Were you furious?
Yeah, I was really furious.
He went, so it was like a big thing.
He went to like the other so school.
Funny. He went to the
but
other
everybody
school.
Wanted to meet Curly Sue.
I would have wanted 50, to meet Curly
50
Sue.
50 people got to go.
Hell yeah. Let me meet Curly. I want to meet her now.
And this is later, too. This
we
was
need
like
to get Curly
after.
Sue on the show.
She and Jared can be on the show.
Yep. Show Curly Sue your pants, Jared. I had a 17-year-old boyfriend when I was like 13, too, which I thought, that's not too bad, though.
Right.
It's still bad because, like, even though the age difference is not that much.
It is then.
In that, like, you're a senior in high school. You should not be
having to go pick up your girlfriend at junior high.
Junior high. Yeah, no.
I think my worst age difference was still like 4 years then. When I was 15, I had a 19-year-old boyfriend, and he was so cute.
Good on you.
So cute.
He was in college? Or?
Mine wasn't cute.
Oh, really? Oh, mine was so cute.
I had a number of experiences with older boyfriends. There's this one guy named Tristan who worked at the gas station.
Sounds pretty great already.
Sounds pretty cool.
he was in his 20s. I don't know exactly how old, but early 20s. And he wore coveralls, and he had those, like, Buddy Holly glasses.
I'm into it.
And he chain-smoked.
I'm totally into it as a teen.
He was so fucking hot and, like, really dangerous. And for some reason, I had a date arranged with him. I don't even know how I met him. All I know is I just have this memory of meeting him. My stepdad dropped me off, and I was 16, and he was, you know, in his early 20s. And my stepdad dropped me off, and yeah, we like went for a walk, like we shared a cigarette, and then he tried to kiss me, and I got really scared, but not because I think he would have hurt me or anything. Like if I had gotten that vibe, then I wouldn't have.
Right.
Wanted to hang out with him by myself, and my stepdad respected my judgment. Like, they weren't, like, super lax parents. For some reason, this was all okay. I don't know why. But anyway, I was, like, scared. I was just, like, I don't know. There was something about him that really frightened me. And so I was, like, I have to go home now. And I remember going back into his house where he lived with his mom, or maybe it was his brother, or like something like that, and dialing the phone and asking my stepdad to come pick me up.
How early into the date did he try to kiss you?
We're like walking and not talking. Like we had nothing in common.
Oh
like,
my God.
I mean, we kind of were talking, sort of.
Had you kissed boys yet?
Yeah.
Okay, just so something just something about him
that really scared me, but didn't scare me like I thought I was going to get hurt. Like scared me in.
Was it like outside of dating norms back then? Like you think it's supposed to be at the end and like suddenly it's like at the beginning or the middle of the date or something? Like it was like, oh, what happens if I kiss him now? Will it be,
It might have been kind of like that. Like maybe it was, we were just very physically attracted to each other, but we had nothing to talk about.
Right.
And so when he tried to kiss me, I felt, but it wasn't awkward. I felt scared. It was just strange. But I didn't feel threatened by him. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It was just kind of a strange thing to happen. And then I dated this other guy when I was also 16, who was 21, who was my singing teacher's grandson named Sky. And he was a snowboard instructor and super, super, super hot. Super hot. And like I would be, he lived with her. Like she had a split level house. And so he had
sexy.
The whole he had the whole bottom part,
right?
And she had the whole upper part. And so, you know, I'd be like, you know, doing my singing lesson, and then he would just come up in like nothing but a towel. And he was like,
"Shut up, Sky!"
Oh my
fuck.
God!
Yeah. And so he would come up and just be like, He'd be like, hey, Grandma, I just have a question about something. And then, like, he would look at me and then, like, walk out. And I was like,
ooh, so was sexy. That, like, a hint? Like, come on down because I only have this towel on and my name is Sky.
Did you do bad things with Sky?
We started to, like, date each other.
Right.
And, I mean, of course.
Of course. And hi.
He wanted to have sex. I was 16. And I wasn't a prude or anything like that, and I wasn't religious. Like, that wasn't part of it. It was just that I really wanted to lose my virginity to somebody who I knew really loved me. And I guess it was because a lot of my friends, I saw them get screwed over by sort of the pressure from the guy, and then it didn't work out, and they all got really hurt. And I remember taking away from it, like, whenever I lose my virginity, it's going to be somebody that I know really loves me.
Was it?
It was, yeah.
That's cool.
So I wouldn't let him. I wouldn't let him fuck me, and he dumped me.
Then you made the right choice.
I was really upset.
Yeah, Sky sounds like a jerk.
He was a jerk.
But I bet you're glad you made out with him, though.
I'm so glad I made out with him. And also, I got high with him for the first time.
Oh, that's cute.
It was really fun. Yeah. He introduced me to the whole world of weed.
Do you still talk to him?
Yeah.
I, like, never thought, like, I better have sex with somebody I really love the first time. Like, I always just thought of it as, like, I better not be a virgin by the time I graduate high school. Like, I just wanted to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. I might have felt the same way, too. I mean, I know that my friends did. And
right.
That's why they did. But then they were so fucked up because of it.
It just seemed like, oh, your feelings are going to get hurt no matter what. Like, I never thought, like, oh, everybody's going to leave this unscathed. Like, it's like sometime your feelings are going to get hurt, so might as well just do it.
Yeah.
I didn't get to do it. I thought I would do it at 16. Like, that's the age I gave myself. I was like, I'm going to do it at 16, and then it did not happen, and I felt very panicked. Like, oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You were just trying to make it happen?
I was, yeah. And
slut.
Just didn't. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When
absolutely.
Did it happen?
17, like literally right before I graduated high school. And I was like, oh, thank God, I don't have to graduate a virgin. I was like really nervous about, like, oh, I'm going to be a virgin my whole life. I'm going to be an old virgin.
There's a lot of pressure on that, isn't there?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's still like that for girls.
Well, if you meet someone that's like 27 now and they're still a virgin, something is wrong with them.
Right. I mean, I couldn't have gotten through like AMDA still a virgin.
Oh, no. Even though there was like two straight guys in the whole school.
That's true. I would have found a way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I also did Rocky Horror Picture Show between high school and AMDA. And for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Those teens are sexy.
Horniest people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I was a Janet.
Of course.
And my boyfriend was Rocky. And people would recognize us. Like, they'd be like, oh, my God, it's Janet and Rocky. Like, we would go as far as Maine and still get recognized.
Wow.
It was like being famous. It was really fun.
That's so cool.
That's how you caught the bug.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is great. Although my one, like, fan, if you will, like, he knew I would, like, anytime he knew I was performing, he'd come and watch, was homeless. So that was, I don't know where he got the money to go see me perform.
Whoa.
Yep.
So it was like Eve Harrington.
It's like, how can I not be homeless? I know I'll follow around this young girl who's in Rocky Horror Picture Show and
one
steal her life. No.
Did it
fan.
Ever get really weird?
No. I mean, okay. It never could have. Like, you're surrounded. They have a security team at Rocky Horror Picture Show just because it's like dealing with, you know, like, transsexuals, transgender, like even just cross-dressing. So mm-hmm. like the whole idea, especially that's like what 97 and 98. So it was not safe to be like walking around as a guy in women's clothes. So they always had a security team to make sure nobody got hurt. So
was this like the national tour?
No.
What was it?
This is in Cambridge. It just has been running since the 80s and you know, it's always a new cast. It's just like people who decide they want to do Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's like with the movie, you know, behind it. And you just act it out in front of the movie screen. It was super fun.
Oh, my
God.
Sounds
fun.
Olivia Scott, tell us about your show that's going to happen continuously through the world.
Yes. I have a monthly show at UCB that is called the.
You're doing great.
I'm now all of a sudden I'm terrified. I can't talk about who I am.
I can only talk about my teenage sex.
I have a monthly show at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, UCB Chelsea space, every month. It's the Livia Scott sketch program.
I've seen it. It's very funny. You should go to it.
Everybody should go.
Everyone. And how would one find out about where and when and everything?
I think the best thing to do would be to just Google me.
Google her.
And it'll come up.
Google's
Google
ears.
Google Livia Scott.
Googly eyes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure.
And sharing your teenage sex with us.
So freely.
Hopefully people weren't bored.
I remember not. Because we're not.
I
do. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to
Hawaiian Nights. Aloha.
Aloha.